Health officials are urging more people in Kent to come forward for antibiotics as authorities respond to a deadly meningitis outbreak. The UK Health Security Agency says anyone who visited the Chemistry nightclub in Canterbury on the 5th, 6th or 7th of March should seek treatment as a precaution. So far, 13 cases have been confirmed. Two students have died, including individuals linked to Queen Elizabeth's Grammar School and the University of Kent. Local MP Helen Whatteley described the situation as deeply worrying. She urged people to act quickly, saying early response is key to containing the outbreak. President Donald Trump has criticized what he called a lukewarm response from allies over efforts to secure the Strait of Hormuz. The vital waterway carries around one-fifth of global oil supplies. Several European leaders have expressed reluctance to escalate the situation by sending military support. Finland's president, Alexander Stubb, said he does not support increasing military involvement. Mr. Trump suggested that countries heavily dependent on oil imports, including China and Japan, should take greater responsibility. Israel says it is carrying out new strikes on Iran and Lebanon. Retaliatory attacks from Iran continue across the region. Missiles and drones have reportedly targeted the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. United Arab Emirates temporarily closed its airspace overnight in response to the escalating situation. Scotland, assisted dying vote. Scotland could become the first part of the UK to legalise assisted dying. Members of the Scottish Parliament are set to vote this evening on proposed legislation. MSPs will not be bound by party lines. The outcome is expected to be very close. Chancellor Rachel Reeves is expected to announce £2.5 billion in funding for quantum computing and artificial intelligence. In a speech in the City of London, she will set out plans to make the UK the fastest adopter of AI in the G7. She says the investment aims to keep technology businesses in Britain and strengthen partnerships between universities, industry, and government. Major providers of English language tests for UK visa applicants have warned that plans to move assessments online could be exploited by fraudsters. The Home Office is considering fully digital testing systems. Officials say they are seeking providers capable of meeting the highest levels of data security. Local authorities say they would need more than £8 million each just to maintain road networks at current standards. The Asphalt Industry Alliance described the situation as a national disgrace. While welcoming increased government investment, it warned that visible improvements could take years. The Department for Transport says progress is already being made, including a 15% rise in pothole prevention work last year. Mostly cloudy to start, with sunny spells developing across much of England and Wales this afternoon. Northwestern areas will remain windy and cloudy, with outbreaks of rain later. Highs of 15 degrees in London, 13 in Cardiff and Belfast, and 12 in Edinburgh. Cloudy this evening, with rain developing later. Temperatures around 11 degrees Celsius, with breezy conditions overnight. That's the news from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.
On a tous connu ce moment. Ce moment où le rêve semble trop grand, le chemin trop long, les obstacles trop nombreux. Et puis, on entend cette phrase de Nelson Mandela. Cela semble toujours impossible jusqu'à ce que ce soit fait. Et là, tout change. Parce que Mandela parlait en connaissance de cause. Il avait connu la prison, l'humiliation, l'injustice. Et pourtant, il n'a jamais arrêté de croire que la liberté était possible. Pas seulement pour lui, mais pour tout un peuple. Alors toi, qui écoutes ce podcast aujourd'hui, pose-toi cette question. Qu'est-ce qui te semble impossible en ce moment? Créer ton entreprise? Reprendre tes études? Guérir d'une blessure invisible? Changer ton quartier, ton pays, ta vie? Rappelle-toi ceci. Tout ce qui a été accompli de grand a d'abord été jugé impossible. Les avions, les indépendances africaines, les startups créées dans des chambres, les artistes qui ont percé malgré le rejet, les familles reconstruites, les rêves réalisés, souvent contre toute attente. Alors commence, même si tu trembles, même si tu n'as pas encore tout compris. Fais ce premier pas, le reste viendra. Parce que l'impossible, c'est souvent juste ce qu'on n'a pas encore osé essayer.